It's winter time. When temperatures go down, the likelihood goes up that your furnace and other appliances go down with them. So don't risk a costly replacement. Stay comfortable with coverage on the appliances you depend on most with the Service Guard Appliance Repair Program from Black Hills Energy. It's peace of mind in a plan. Visit blackhillsenergy.com/signup to learn more.
Here's what's cooking on an all-new Sports Stove Local Hour. We're going to talk EKU men's basketball's first A-Sun victory. We also chatted with Jansen Williams. On the EKU women's side, we talked with Elite J. Reconati and Wes Chandler, the voice of EKU women's basketball, among other things as well. We've got a lot to talk about today, so let's get started. That's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour.
McKinney looks, sets to the pocket, throws open, receiver, touchdown! Colonels, we're not done yet!
Our identity is we're going to press for 40 minutes, we're going to play up-tempo, we're going to play with unbelievable passion, and then our brand is the most exciting 40 minutes in sports.
Welcome into a new edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching live on Tiki Live, thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to the podcast version or lady watching at a later time as well, welcome in and thank you for your support of the Sports Stove podcast. Today we've got a great show for you. We're going to open up with EKU men's basketball finally getting win number one under their belt as they faced off against Lipscomb on Tuesday evening. A huge game from a number of players. Devontae Blanton, Tay-Tay ends the game with 13 points, 13 rebounds. He wasn't the only one to have a double-double, though. It was Braxton Beverly coming in, 13 assists to go with his 11 points. But Terry Belligan, as they call him, Marik, had a huge game, 16 points. He had 4 blocks, 5 rebounds. He was perfect from the field, 6 for 6, perfect from the free throw line, 4 for 4 as well. Kurt Lewis had a great game as well, 14 points. Cooper Robb had 9 points to add to it as well. Michael Moreno had 16 points on 4 of 10 shooting from the three-point line. EKU hasn't been able to hit a lot of three-pointers here in conference play so far. Shot the ball 43% from the three-point line, 45% from the field. And win number one under their belts. Everybody was in a much better mood following the game here on Tuesday evening. Coach Hamilton talked about just the idea of getting healthy, of staying confident in what they can do, shooting the ball continually as well. Reed came out in the press conference. He talked about the prep. He said the preparation for this game, he said when they got on the floor, they felt like they had been playing these guys before. It's the first time they've ever played Lipscomb here as they're all part of the A-Sun. And they just said the preparation was perfect for this game. They knew what to expect. They knew what the players were going to be doing. And that helped a lot as well, but the three-point shooting was the big story of the evening for EKU, who struggled to get points here so far this season. You know, leading into this game, there was a lot of question marks. You know, the players keep talking about, oh, we just stayed confident, we just stayed confident. The reality was is I don't believe them. I think they tried to stay confident, but there was definitely some frustration, and we saw it from different players along the way. And so to be able to get this win under their belt is a sigh of relief, and now it's building on it, right? They got Saturday against North Fordham coming up, and they played really good basketball. Coach Hamilton talked about the team effort that went into this game and applauded that as well. So good job for EKU today. Earlier this week, I sat down with Jansen Williams, and we had a chance to talk. Now, again, this interview was recorded before the game on Wednesday night. Jansen actually sat out the game on Tuesday night, excuse me. And he sat out the game, and coach said it was just for rest. They're trying to get him fully healthy again since the COVID, and we'll talk about that with Jansen as well. But so he did not play on Tuesday evening, but a lot of what he talked about in this interview happened in this game. The things he talked about definitely worked out, things they needed to do. He talked about Tay-Reek Balligan as well. So you'll get to hear all that from Jansen here in just a second. All of our interviews on the Sports Stove Local Hour are brought to you by All Around Roofing KY or All Around Roofing Kentucky. All Around Roofing is a company that takes care of your all-around exterior needs, not just roofing, even though they do roofing replacements and things like that, but they also do siding and gutters and windows and all kinds of things on the exterior of your home. They're locally owned and operated, great people that run the company. So you can call All Around Roofing 859-489-5179. That's 859-489-5179. They'll give you a free quote as well. Make sure you let them know you heard about them, though, on the Sports Stove Local Hour. We would sure appreciate that. We're going to hear from Jansen Williams right now, and then we'll be back with more here on the Sports Stove Local Hour. We're Jansen Williams, live from the arena. Jansen, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
Doing very good. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. I know you guys are busy. We're talking with Jansen before the game Tuesday. So just because most people will be listening to this on Wednesday, so just a heads up on that. But Jansen, we sure appreciate you coming on. Talk to me, if you don't mind, this transition to EKU. Your last year of eligibility, and kind of what went into the decision to come to EKU?
Well, I have a really good friend of mine on the team with me, Iron Bennett. And Iron is, as you know, played basketball for AW before. And, 5 years at one school is great. I just decided, I wanted a new look. I wanted to go to a new city, relative to Huntington. And once I heard Iron was coming over here, I thought, hey, why not? Iron started talking me into it. AW called me. It's awesome, awesome, awesome coach, awesome, awesome guy. And that was a big motivation. I definitely give Iron the credit.
How hard was it to, being in the same, the same university for a number of years, how hard was it to transition to a new locker room and kind of get to know these new guys on your team?
It wasn't all that bad. Any kind of basketball player that's been playing AAU, going throughout middle school, high school, I've been on so many different teams. It was not hard to get accumulated with these, acclimated with these guys. It was very easy. And I've made lifelong friends on this team, and I'm very excited about that.
Coach said this past after the game on Saturday, he said that you've lost about 15 pounds here being out and everything like that. So how are you feeling? Are you working on trying to gain that weight back? Like what's the setup moving forward, I guess?
Over the Christmas break, I got COVID. COVID really messed with my appetite. And then also I have this knee injury that I'm trying to overcome right now. Definitely trying to eat a little bit more, which I'm totally fine with. I can do late night snacks any day of the week. You just let me know. But the scale, I got on the scale after the COVID break, and I was down about 16 pounds, and not good. Especially not good as soon as you go on a conference play. So just battling with that, getting my weight back on, I'll be back to normal.
What is the, I know everybody's a little frustrated with the four losses in conference play so far. So, what are you guys doing, especially you guys that are older, what are you guys doing to try to help keep people, focused and ready for the next game?
Just keeping everybody on a good mindset. It's very easy to look back at our past and seeing what accomplishments this team is has done. We've very easily could be 14-2 right now, and we're just hit and got some adversity throughout the season. We've got several COVID positive tests. Most of our team is very old, so we're definitely battling with the old joints. They're not working with us, but just reminding these guys that especially the older guys who's been in situations like this before. Just making sure that they understand that this basketball team that we have is something that this EKU's never seen before. The talent through here is amazing. So once our shots fall and once everybody's back and healthy, and this team can go undefeated at any point. So just making sure that they understand that, and that, you know, you can't sit there and focus on the negatives. That's going to get you nowhere in life. You know?
Yeah. It seems like it wasn't that long ago you guys were setting records for most three-pointers in a game. And then it's since that time, they just haven't been falling. So is there – I mean, what is it? Is it just a matter of shooting it out, you know, shooting out? I think it was Reggie Miller that used to say, you just keep shooting. Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Getting better shots, really. We have so many different lineups because of the things that's been happening to this team the past month. Different lineups, just people that haven't played a lot with each other. Just making sure that we can get our offense flowing and to getting good rhythm shots. You guys have seen we've hit 24 threes in a game.
Yeah.
And those are all good shots. And then once you start hitting really good shots like that, the harder shots start to fall too. So just getting our offense flowing, that's the only thing that's missing right now.
It seems like getting healthy, obviously you talked about a little bit with some of the older guys. Braxton's been struggling with some back issues and different things. But Reed got a lot more run in this last game on Saturday, and he seemed to really help out down low. You got into foul trouble early on. Mm-hmm. What does Reed bring to the team now that he's going to hopefully get back on the floor a little bit more?
Call him Reek the Freak for a reason. He's got an extremely long wingspan, and he can jump very, very high. He battled with a knee injury early on in the season, and working his way back into the lineup was tough for him. But, you know, one man goes down, the next one, the door opens. So he definitely helped out, especially when I got into foul trouble last night. Or was it last night? Yeah. That man can bring a lot to the team. There's one thing he needs to work on is talking a little bit more. But other than that, man, I can't think of anybody better to come off the bench for us. He is so talented, and he can bring so much. He can defend the rim at any moment. We get the ball into him, he can do a hook shot over his left shoulder. No one can stop it. Does it all day in practice. And then, you know, once you get more time, more reps in the game, those shots start to fall.
All right, Jansen, I want to close out the interview with some questions non-basketball related that we ask everybody that comes on. So we'll hit a couple quick ones at you. Number one, your favorite movie.
Favorite movie, Saving Private Ryan, by far. Ooh,
I like that one. I just watched that one.
And I get chills every time I watch it. And I think I will always get chills and tears.
Do you have any military background, family military, anything like that?
My granddad was in the Air Force. Okay. But other than that, no. Just a huge respect for those in the military and those who serve for us.
Yeah. Your favorite singer or musical artist?
I'm not big into music.
Oh.
I definitely have to go country, probably. Jimmy Buffett or Zac Brown Band.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla. Keep it bland. Keep it simple. Why would you mess up anything that's just pure perfection?
Bree Crittenden said the same thing. So there you go. Your favorite food?
Mexican.
Okay.
Any kind of Mexican. Taco Bell? Good with it. Sounds great to me. Doritos, Locust, Tacos, send them my way. I'm good. I'm a happy boy.
Last question for you. If you could have dinner with one person, anybody past or present, dead or alive, doesn't matter, who would it be?
I'd say our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd love to sit down with Jesus and talk to him about everything, man, everything. I really would. That'd be awesome.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You know, no one said that one yet. That's really? A good. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I don't know. You probably don't know this, but I pastor in Richmond, a church. And so.
Really?
So that's a great answer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to talk after this. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'll have to come on down there. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Jansen, he's getting healthy again, gaining some weight back, and working his way back through. We sure appreciate taking the time to chat with us today. And looking forward to Tuesday's game as of we're recording this against Lipscomb and then North Florida this weekend as well. So good luck moving forward.
All right. Thank you, sir, very much.
That was Jansen Williams. And again, we're sure thankful for the time that he took to be with us and chat with us. And excited to see him healthy, get him back on the floor as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk EKU women's basketball. That's what they have.
Does the exterior of your home need a facelift? All Around Roofing has you covered. All Around Roofing is a veteran-owned company servicing Madison County and all of Central Kentucky. From roof repairs and replacements to gutters, siding, windows, soffits, chimney flashings, and more. All Around Roofing provides quality work and friendly service that will leave your house looking great. Call today at 859-489-5179 to get a free quote. That is 859-489-5179. We can handle your all-around exterior needs at All Around Roofing.
With over 20 years of experience, Matt Schaefer and the good folks at locally owned IPM Pest and Termite provides pest control service for all of Central Kentucky's pest control needs. Whether you have a current pest control problem or want to prevent infestation from ever entering your home, IPM Pest and Termite offers maintenance programs that will help keep pests out of your home and provide peace of mind. So for dependable, reliable services that you can count on, get in touch with our good friend Matt Schaefer and IPM Pest and Termite today at myipm.com. That's MYIPM.com.
Welcome back into the Sports Stuff Local Hour. Up next is our interview with Alice Recanati. She was nervous about coming on, but she did a great job. We talked with her earlier this week as well, and she's a great piece to this team. Of course, she's back for her second year and starting point guard for EKU women's basketball. Learned some things that I had not even thought about, especially with things with translation, coming over into the States and playing basketball and learning a new language and all that goes with that. So let's go ahead and bring you the interview with Alice Recanati, again sponsored by All Around Roofing and KY. I am joined now by EKU point guard Alice Recanati. Alice, thank you for being with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Definitely. I want to start off with your transition to the States, to America. How hard was it for you to make that transition to America?
Well, it was pretty hard. When I first came here, I was struggling with the language. So that was the main thing. And then the culture is different. There are many different things from Italy that are different. So the transition was pretty hard, but all the teammates and coaches helped me with that.
Great. And how did you choose EKU? What brought you to EKU?
When I played in Italy, Coach Matt came for a visit, and we had the opportunity to talk. He showed me the campus. He showed me videos. He talked to me about the team. So, and I liked it.
How did last year help you for this year? How much easier has it been now that you've been here for a year?
It's way more easier, especially for the language, since I'm a point guard, and you know, it's important to me to organize the team on the court. Now that I'm more comfortable with the language, it's way more easier. And yeah.
Did changing coaches make it harder? And how has that been with having to meet new people and learn a new coach?
Well, I thought changing coaches was going to be difficult, but in reality, it was much easier than I expected. As a point guard, I'm supposed to remember every aspect of every play, and like, it's important to me to contribute to control the pace of the game. You know, with the new coach, I was kind of anxious that I had to learn a new that I had to adapt to a new coaching style. But with Coach Todd made it really easy for me and for all the teammates, because you know, he coached a simple style of basketball where we are free to play how we know. So it was easier.
That's great. You know, your teammates, they absolutely love you. They love your style of play. You're talking about, as a point guard, you kind of have to organize on the court and things like that. Does anybody on the team speak Italian, and do you try to teach them any Italian?
Yeah, they always ask me the translation of some words. But they're not really good in remember things, so I guess the only word that they know how to say is hello.
we'll have to push them a little harder to try to learn a little bit more. But no, that's good.
Yes.
The team is 13th in the country in steals and 32nd in the country in forced turnovers, and you lead the team with 37 steals. Has that always been a big part of your game, playing defense and steals, those kinds of things?
No, not really. I feel like this year I adapted as a player, like in reading the defense more. That made easier to play defense.
That's really interesting. Have you watched more video of other teams to learn that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is an aspect that it's different from Italy. We don't really do film. Instead, here we focus on watching more film, watching the other teams.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought about that aspect of transitioning to a new country and that kind of style. That's really neat. Alicia, I want to ask you a few questions here that have nothing to do with basketball. And I'm not sure how well they translate over, but we'll ask them. We've been asking other players these same questions. So question number one, what is your favorite movie?
I don't really have one. I honestly really like watching Disney movies.
Oh yeah.
I like I guess my favorite Disney movie is Moana, but and I don't know, as like basketball movies is definitely Coach Carter.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
What about your favorite singer or musical artist?
I listen to Italian music.
Okay. I was wondering about that. I wasn't sure how that would work because a lot the girls on your team, the ones that we've talked to, they've always been very different when it comes to music, and so that just adds another difference, I guess. Do your teammates listen to any of your Italian music also?
Yeah, I always let them listen Italian music.
Is it kind of like when I think of Italian music, I think of the opera. Is it like that?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't like that. It's more pop.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm old, so that's why I think that way. Your favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Okay. Your favorite food?
Lasagna.
Lasagna. Okay. That's Tate Blanton on the guys team. That's his favorite food also. Okay. Yeah, that's great. And then something that you did not know about America that you've learned since you've been here that you like?
I don't know, like always talking about food. I thought it was weird that eating like meat, bacon, eggs for breakfast, but I kind of enjoy it. I like it.
Yeah. So what in Italy, what do you eat for breakfast?
We eat like croissant with jam, cappuccino, coffee, you know, milk, cereals.
Okay.
More sweet.
Yeah. Now, do you like the coffee better in America or in Italy?
In Italy.
Okay. I figured so, but. Well, Alice, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us today. We're absolutely loving watching you play and how you lead the team on the floor, and excited about what's coming up. You guys have a game Wednesday night against Lipscomb, and then again on the weekend, Saturday against North Florida. But you're doing great. It's great to see you continuing to grow on the team. And thank you again for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that's Alice Recanati, joined us this week, and we sure appreciate her taking the time. And again, the staff there at EKU for helping us get all that set up. And she was really fun to have on the show. So I thank you, Alice. You did wonderful. I was told that she didn't think she did as good, but I thought she did great. Absolutely love the conversation with Alice, and absolutely love what she brings to the team. She brings so much to the floor. Leading the team, guiding the team. You're talking about a team but a team that has some solid veteran players, some seniors on the team. And Alice, when she's on the floor, is still doing a big part of the leadership role out there guiding the team. And she's done a great job. And it's amazing when you think about the difficulty of the communication and how she's had to adjust to it, how her teammates have to adjust to it. They've really been able to do so, and it's been great, great watching them just gel together and play great, great basketball together. They're 2-2 in the conference coming into Wednesday, and tonight's game they will be playing Lipscomb, and then Saturday again, North Florida. And so we look forward to those games ahead as well. All right, we're rolling right along, but we got so much more to get to. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Wes Chandler. He's from EKU Sports. He does women's basketball play-by-play. He works in baseball, softball, football on the broadcast as well. But first, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. The Sports Stove Local Hour is presented by IPM Pest and Termite, Central Kentucky's neighborhood pest professionals. And if you have any kind of pest issues, spiders, centipedes, mice, moles, anything other pests that you have, if you live in Central Kentucky, IPM Pest and Termite is the company you have to call. They guarantee their work. They're technicians. They show up when they say they're going to show up. So they actually show up when they say they're going to. That's a miracle. So there's so much more. You can look on Google, Facebook, Yelp, wherever, and read the reviews from real customers. IPM Pest and Termite has the best service when it comes to pest control in Central Kentucky. So make sure you visit them, myipm.com. It's myipm.com. When we come back, we'll talk with Wes Chandler.
What's going on, Belly Up Sports fans? Thanks for tuning in to the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. We have some really exciting news for several Belly Up Podcast Network shows. The Sports Stove Podcast, the Rough Cut Sportscast, and Here in Puckburg have all been nominated for a Sports Podcast Award. So head on over to sportspodcastawards.com and make sure to vote for the Sports Stove Podcast for Best College Sports Podcast and Best News and Current Affairs Podcast. Vote for the Rough Cut Sportscast for Best American Football Podcast, and vote for Here in Puckburg for Best Winter Sports Podcast. Again, that website is sportspodcastawards.com. Thanks for being the best part of Belly Up Sports. We are what they aren't.
With over 20 years of experience, Matt Schaefer and the good folks at locally owned IPM Pest and Termite provides pest control service for all of Central Kentucky's pest control needs. Whether you have a current pest control problem or want to prevent infestation from ever entering your home, IPM Pest and Termite offers maintenance programs that will help keep pests out of your home and provide peace of mind. So for dependable, reliable services that you can count on, get in touch with our good friend Matt Schaefer at IPM Pest and Termite today at myipm.com. That's myipm.com.
Cool hour. Now we're joined by another guest presented by All Around Roofing. And no better way to introduce Wes Chandler other than All Around. He does a little bit of everything as well. We're joined by the voice of EKU women's basketball, among other things, Wes Chandler. Wes, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely. I've been meaning to get you on for a while now, and things have gotten crazy, so finally worked it out to get you here. You know, it's interesting. You do everything. We were just talking before we came on air here. You're the play-by-play for women's. You do some play-by-play and color for baseball and softball. You do sideline stuff for football. How do you find the time to prepare for the games? Because some people, if they've never done any of it, they don't understand it's actually work to do what you do. So how do you find the time to do it?
It's very challenging, that's for sure. But, you know, you have to – the way I go about it is the stuff that's important to you, you make time for. Mm. And, you know, some people think it's just a hobby. For me, it's a craft, and that's something that I take very personal. If you see my notes, if you come to a game and see my notes, they're very – laid out, they're very organized, they're color-coded, they are organized in the way that I know how. Now, other people may not be able to read them, that's a different story, but it's definitely something that you put a lot of work into, and if you enjoy it, then that's your craft.
How hard is it with the changing of conferences? Because you knew the other conference, the OVC, you knew the conference and the opponents and stuff like that. Now we got a brand new conference with the ASUN, and you'll have to learn all new opponents. So how much harder is that, or how much more time consuming is that compared to maybe the last couple of years?
It's definitely a little bit more challenging, that's for sure. I knew pretty much all the mascots of everybody. I knew everybody, the mascots of everybody in the OVC. Now I kind of have to quiz myself on the ASUN mascots just to make sure I get them right, because you could just spit those off in the OVC just like it was second nature just because you played them so much. But now it's definitely different because you got some other schools that you haven't played before. You don't know really anything about it. You know, it spans all the way from up in Louisville to down in Fort Myers, Florida. So it's definitely a wide change of locations there for sure.
And then, I mean, the ASUN seems like it's kind of a fluid conference. So there's going to be teams that'll be gone next year, and maybe new teams come in and all kinds of fun stuff. So that'll be exciting as that continues to be a challenge. Is it something that you always wanted to do? Or how early in life did you get to the point where you're like, hey, it'd be fun to call games and kind of work in that sports media realm?
Well, it's actually kind of funny, Vince. Anybody that knows me I tell people I work in radio or have called games before, and they're like, no, you don't. You barely talk. And because usually I'm one of those that just kind of keeps to myself and, you know, just kind of goes with the flow that way. But you get a microphone and a ball game in front of me, and some people say I won't be quiet. So it's totally different. But yeah, it's something that I always wanted to do. I realized, you know, I played pretty much every sport in high school. I knew that college was not going to be my future playing because, you know, I wasn't that good. But it was something that I wanted to be involved with. And it was something that you'd watch games on TV and you would think, man, this would be cool to get paid to talk about sports. And that's something I fell in love with. And I just started, I would watch a ball game and turn down the volume and hit the cassette recorder and call games myself. And those first couple of games, there was a lot of dead air on those first one, cause I really wasn't sure what I was saying, but you know, that's just how you grow and how you adapt.
Yeah, and you've got a great person sitting with you in some of these games with Greg Stottlemyre. He's been doing it for a while. I'm sure you've gleaned things from him. Now, most people don't know you and Greg actually hate each other. No, I'm just kidding. Now, how has that been having Greg there to help you out, and especially the early years, having somebody that experienced around?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I've took so much from him. His 43 years doing EKU. I mean, he's just an ultimate mentor to me. And, you know, I've learned so much. His notes are messier than mine, if you can believe that. So I can't read his. And I've been around him for almost 10 years. So, no, he's great. He's taught me a lot of things and that I still use today. And so a lot of my broadcasts are molded after the things that he has taught me.
Do you have other guys that you've kind of paid attention to, maybe national guys, other things like that? You know, John Madden recently passed away. He's well known. He was doing color. But are there other guys that you've kind of paid attention to a little bit more closely? Or is it kind of a smorgasbord, take a little bit from different people all around?
You kind of take a little bit from everybody. You know, there's some things in my notes and game prep that I took from this announcer and other things that I like from this one. Not so much for this one. You know, you kind of adapt to your own style. It varies from sport to sport. I would say probably the one of the guys that I enjoy listening to the most is Kevin Harlan. He is just his energy and, you know, the way he calls the game. You know, he makes a 2-yard run in football sound like a 15-yard first down. I mean, he's just unbelievable. And then, as you can probably tell in my background, I'm a big baseball fan. So I like to listen to I'm a Braves fan, so I like to listen to the Braves announcers. And then also like to listen to Joe Davis. He does the TV for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
He is very good. He does basketball, football, baseball for Fox as well. He is another one that varies his vocabulary very well and just very smooth on the air. So I take a lot of it from him as well.
Baseball and softball would seem to be the hardest, in my opinion. I think through just the amount of dead time in between pitches and things like that. And I do high school basketball and football, but I got asked to do baseball and I turned it down because I was like, I don't think I can fill that void. Right. Would that be true for you? Is it harder to do baseball, softball? Those kind of those sports that have more dead air, I guess, naturally.
You know, it's interesting because baseball is my favorite sport. So I enjoy calling it the most, actually, because you have that time. Whereas in football or basketball, you don't really have that much time. It's, you know, it's up and down the floor, up and down the field almost constantly. You have that time to kind of catch your breath, you know, tell the audience, bring in the fans what it's like at the ballpark. Say you can smell the hot dogs from the concession stand. The sky is a different shade of blue today. You can tell that listener and tell the audience some things that you can't in basketball and football because there is that time, and I enjoy it more, actually.
That's neat. Yeah, kind of painting a picture for right. the audience and more time to do so. That's really intriguing. I like that. Now, I'm a Milwaukee Brewers fan, and so I love listening to radio calls of Brewers games. But I love watching baseball. I love listening to baseball. And a lot of people, it seems like it's a lost art these days watching baseball, but I enjoy it nonetheless. Let's talk a little bit about EKU women's basketball. We're in the middle of the season, ASUN conference, 2-2 in the conference. Preseason coaches poll put EKU at 10th. I think the other poll had them at 9th in the ASUN. They've looked pretty solid so far. What would you say compared to early expectations with a new coach and a lot of new players versus what the season has turned into so far for EKU? How has that varied, and have they met your expectations so far?
I think so. You know, coming into a brand new year under a brand new coach, you don't really know what the expectations will be. And there was, we talked about all the returners, but there was a good mix of some youth and some, you know, experience coming back. So you felt like the foundation was there, but with a first year coach, you never know what the system is going to be. And I think Coach Todd has done a magnificent job in being able to adapt and to be able to run his system with the players that he has. He, you know, he went out and got some cup players on the transfer portal that has helped EKU as well. And, you know, Vince, they're a couple plays away from being 4-0 in the conference right now, really. You know, a couple of 2-point losses back-to-back games. But the way that this team has gelled together, especially recently, I feel like you can really tell that they have gelled together, especially once conference has started. I feel like that they are just scratching the surface of what they can be once we get into the later part of this month and into February, when it really matters the most in March.
It seems like, and I don't mean this as a knock on the men's team, but it seems like this women's team has really come together in a way that the men's team is still trying to do. And I mean, you've seen both teams play, and it's a different atmosphere around the women's team and the women's games. They really are clicking. Now they still have things to improve on, but it really seems like they are together, thinking the same, running the same. And if they can get a few of these things improved, you know, they're going to be dangerous even come ASUN tournament time.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And you can tell that because that's something that the women's program has not had in a long while. You know, you go back, think of all the streaks that this team has broken this year, you know, longest winning streak since 2015, their last winning season. You know, just so much has gone in the right direction so far for this women's team. And, you know, the three seniors, the three super seniors, as I call them, Aaliyah, Bria, and Jayla, they want to go out and they want to be the ones that kind of turn this tide around for EKU, saying that it started with us. It started our senior year when we were able to, you know, pick up this win and really turn the tide in the direction that hopefully Greg Todd can bring it one day.
What have you seen from those seniors? So Bria, she missed a couple games, but it seems like since she's come back, she's been a little bit more determined, especially on the offensive side of the ball. She's been getting the rebound. She had a double-double again on this past weekend. You know, Jayla's leading scorer. And then Aaliyah, she's coming back from injury as well. She looks like she's finally getting healthy and she's producing. And so you've seen them in the past as well. But what are you seeing out of those three girls specifically that's making a difference on this team, on top of what you just talked about with them wanting to have kind of their legacy as what's being started this year?
For Aaliyah, the big thing is, you know, coming off that ACL injury, we knew that her range of motion, it would take a while to get back and get back in the habit of things. And, you know, 2 years ago, she was a very productive player for EKU in her first year, averaged 7.7 rebounds and started 28 games for EKU in her first year here. So we knew that potential was there, but, you know, people react so differently coming off of ACL injuries. It was almost a full calendar year of rehab for her to be able to, you know, finally get into game shape. She didn't actually get cleared medically until a couple days before the season opener. So her status was still kind of up in the air as opposed to what she was going to be. And, you know, I talked with Coach Todd about her, and he always kept telling me, he said, in mid-January, late January, that's when we hope to have her at her best. And I think you're seeing that exactly right now. She had that double-double against Bellarmine, and she continues to rebound the ball well. She's had 5 rebounds in each of the last 5 games off the bench. And, you know, those are the things that you get off the bench. Those are excellent productions. And for her to be able to provide like that is really good. For Bria, I talked with her. I can't remember which game it was. It may have been the Cumberland's game after that when it was neck and neck there. And I said, did you just want to take over? Did you just say, like, enough was enough? Let me take over this game? Because that was when she had I think it was 26 or 27 points. And she said, yeah, pretty much. That way I just wanted to take over and not let my team lose. So I think that has carried over into A-Sun games as well, because, you know, 18-18 against North Alabama. She had another double-double against Jacksonville State. So she has really just kind of took this team on her back. And then Jayla is kind of the go-to person if you need a bucket. And she's I say her mid-range game is so strong almost every game, because for a girl her size to have that kind of footwork and the ability to dribble and knock down that mid-range game, that's the ultimate game changer in my opinion.
Mm. Out of the younger girls that are there, is there one that you think – maybe we'll see here in the next couple months really emerge? I've got one in mind, but I'll let you go first. I mean, we've seen girls play well. We've seen Aliche. We talked with her earlier in the program and what she's doing this year and how she's emerging as well. But is there somebody else that you're seeing that's maybe at this point hasn't contributed a ton, but you think that as the months go on, as the A-Sun play goes on, that they may step up here and might see more of them?
I think you're starting to see a little bit of it right now, but my guess would be Bree Crittenden. She's already played a pretty significant role for this team this year, but I feel like she's another one that's just scratching the surface with how hard she plays and her ability to shoot. I think that she will eventually play a much bigger role for EKU as we go into this final stretch here in the regular season.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think, you know, Kayla's one that I'm looking at coming off the bench. She's getting a little bit more run. She's young, but she obviously has a lot of talent that Coach Todd is going to lean on. And I'm kind of hoping to see her maybe contribute a little bit more. She's getting opportunities and she's playing well, but I think she's a girl. And being that she is so young, that as that season goes on, you know, I think we might see a little bit more out of her as well. Hopefully, you know, scoring, and she's been a good free throw shooter so far and things like that as well. All right, Wes, I got a couple personal questions, or not personal, but non-basketball sports related questions for you. And then we'll close it out with this. First question, your favorite movie.
So I would say my favorite movie, I'm not really a huge movie guy. I don't really have the attention span to sit down and watch a 2-hour show. But I would say, and this is an old one, but it's probably one of my favorite. It's Chevy Chase's Vegas Vacation.
Okay. Well, that is older. Yeah. It's funny. I'm talking to all these kids, you know, the basketball players and the football players, and, you know, they bring up some things, and I'm just like, man, I'm getting up there. So it's good to have Wes on today. Your favorite musician, singer, musical artist? I've had to phrase it differently with the kids because apparently rappers aren't singers. So, what's your favorite singer or musical artist?
So I would say I'm a big country music fan. I like to listen to country music. I would say probably my favorite would be Dierks Bentley.
Okay. Your favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate, 100%, all the way.
All right.
No other way to go.
Your favorite food?
Oh man, probably spaghetti.
Okay, We've had a lot of Italian food, it seems like. We had pizza from Brie, Tay-Tay, and Alice both said lasagna. So we'll throw spaghetti into the mix. And then the last one for you, if you could have dinner with one person, past or present, dead or alive, doesn't matter who would that one person be?
That's a good one. I would have to say this one's a good one. I would have to say probably Muhammad Ali.
That's a great one. We've had one other person say that too. That's a great one. There's, you know, it's funny when you think about it. Okay, only one person. My goodness,
that one took me a while. That one was a thumper.
There's a lot of people throughout history that it would be an interesting conversation and fun to
it
get.
It would, yeah. Like I can't narrow it down to just one. I need a guest list.
There you go. Muhammad Ali is a good one. He's Wes Chandler. He's the play-by-play for EKU women's basketball. You can also catch him in baseball, softball, and football broadcasts for EKU. You can find him on Twitter at WesChan10. WesChan10. You can follow him there. Make sure you tune into the games. Next game is Wednesday evening against Lipscomb. Any research? I'm sure you already have been working on that one. What do you expect out of that game against Lipscomb?
Yeah, it seems like lately EKU has been facing teams that can knock down the threes left and right, and Lipscomb's another example of that. They got another hot shooter, so Eastern Kentucky will have to be able to contain that three. But it's a game that EKU, if they play well, you know, against Jacksonville State, shot their second highest field goal percentage for the year. It was a loss, unfortunately, but, you know, if they can shoot it well, I feel like that this can be a team in Lipscomb that the Colonels can turn over, and so that can be an advantage for EKU. But, yeah, it's going to be another challenge, but hopefully playing at home, EKU's been good at home this year, 6-2, so hopefully that they can get the job done. And you always want to take care of your home floor when it's conference play.
Definitely indeed. All right, Wes Chandler, make sure you catch him on the call. He does a great job keeping you all informed during the games that you can't make. I can't make Wednesday, Wes. You got to get on the coach or the AD about that. I got church on Wednesday nights, and as a pastor, I kind of feel like I should be at church. So I won't make the Wednesday call. I won't make the Wednesday night game, but I'll be there again this weekend. Wes, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, sir.
Does the exterior of your home need a facelift? All Around Roofing has you covered. All Around Roofing is a veteran-owned company servicing Madison County and all of Central Kentucky. From roof repairs and replacements to gutters, siding, windows, soffits, chimney flashings, and more. All Around Roofing provides quality work and friendly service that will leave your house looking great. Call today at 859-489-5179 to get a free quote. That is 859-489-5179. We can handle your all-around exterior needs at All Around Roofing.
With over 20 years of experience, Matt Schaefer and the good folks at locally owned IPM Pest and Termite provides pest control service for all of Central Kentucky's pest control needs. Whether you have a current pest control problem or want to prevent infestation from ever entering your home, IPM Pest and Termite offers maintenance programs that will help keep pests out of your home and provide peace of mind. So for dependable, reliable services that you can count on, get in touch with our good friend Matt Schaefer at IPM Pest and Termite today at myipm.com. That's MYIPM.com.
Welcome back into the Sports Stove Local Hour. Thank you for tuning in today. We had planned to have Roland Walter on, too, from EKU football. It didn't work out to get him this week, so maybe we'll get him next week. But he's had quite the experience here playing in the Tropical Bowl and in the National Bowl, and opportunities there postseason for him, and maybe here more opportunities to come professionally here as well, a couple things I want to tell you about, and then we'll be gone. The Sports Podcast Awards. We have been nominated in two categories. Best College Sports Podcast, which is the local hour. That's what this is all about, covering EKU sports. So if you go to sportspodcastawards.com, they will there you can vote for the Sports Stove Local Hour under Best College Sports Podcast. We're also nominated under Best News and Current Affairs Podcast. That's our regular Wednesday and Friday episodes there. So if you wouldn't mind, while you're there, go ahead and swing over to the Best News and Current Affair podcast and vote for us there as well. Big thank you to IPM Pest and Termite and All Around Roofing for their support of this program. If you go to myipm.com, you can learn about all kinds of pest needs that you can get taken care of. And if you get a hold of the fine folks at IPM, please let them know you heard about them at the Sports Stove Local Hour. Same thing with All Around Roofing. If you have exterior needs on your home, you live in Central Kentucky, get a hold of All Around Roofing. You can find them on Facebook, All Around Roofing KY on Facebook, or you can always give them a call as well. It's 859-489-5179 to take care of your exterior needs as well. You can catch a Sports Stove every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 a.m. and the replay at 2 p.m. on Tiki Live, the Tiki Live app. If you go to Tiki Live, we are soon to have a channel there. I work with Belly Up Sports Podcasting Network, and we'll have our own channel coming. But for now, if you go to Tiki Live app that you get on your streaming TV, go to the search bar, type in Belly Up. The channel will pop up. You click on it at 7 o'clock in the mornings or 2 o'clock in the afternoons, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Catch us there. Of course, you can always find us wherever you get your podcasts. We drop each episode same days as well, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All right, folks, we got games going on this week. Ladies Wednesday night and then men's and women's on Saturday night. Get out to the arena. Be there and support these kids. Thank you to our guests today, Jansen Williams, Alicia Reconati, and Wes Chandler. Greatly appreciated their time as well. Make sure you continue to stay up to date. You can follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Sports Stove. And we look forward to hearing from you here in the near future. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Until next time, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.
McKinney looks, sets to the pocket, throws open, receiver, touchdown! Colonels, we're not done yet!
Our identity is we're going to press for 40 minutes, we're going to play up-tempo, we're going to play with unbelievable passion, and then our brand is the most exciting 40 minutes in sports.